You're stepping into a situation where it's acknowledged that the offensive line wasn't as good as it was needed to be last year. How much pressure do you feel to make sure that that unit performs this year?
It's what offensive linemen do. Offensive linemen thrive best under pressure, and so, or they should. And again, you know, what happened last year is that's last year, and we're moving on. And it's a different brand, a different style of football that better fits the players that we have. I think a wise man will use the tools in his shed to create the masterpiece that he needs to do. So no pressure, just the fact of making sure that my guys are prepared. And in order for that to happen, I got to be prepared. So what are steps that we've done? I mean, we've got the guys working out at the pace and the effort that they need to be. And I think the greatest thing that the players that were here in the spring can do is remember what they felt like after an 8-play drive, a 9-play drive. And what steps do they have to take to make sure to ensure that at the end of that next 8-play drive that they do in August, they're not about to die. And so that's the most important thing that we got to do, is because we can control our effort, that we're fully responsible and fully in charge of our own effort. And so if we give maximum effort, then good things are going to happen.
So you're having a bunch of guys, the coach and I think said 7 are coming in this month or next month in terms of fall camp. And that seems highly unusual, but you brought up as a junior college coach, that's just an average season for you.
It's what we do. You know, at a junior college for the last 20 years of my life, that we start with a new group of guys every single year. So over that course of that time, you've had to create verbiage that, you know, and still there's a learning curve to it, but that this is a paragraph, but I'm going to say it in one word. And so to get the players to learn that has been the challenge of becoming a teacher, you know, becoming a master teacher. And so being able to have that experience as a teacher and in those years of experience of working under those conditions, I think has prepared me for this opportunity.
So is that what it boils down to when they get here, is simply teaching them right off the bat what you need?
Yeah, absolutely. Getting them on the same page.
Like, how soon could that take? You bring so many guys. You start off pretty close to Virginia, Texas, Utah. Yeah. How quickly you can gel together so they're functioning at a high level, what you want them to be at?
You know, it's a good question, and I think that time will tell. But I think also, too, like the first time you went out and shot a jump shot probably wasn't very good. But the more reps you get at that, the better you're going to be at it. So the more reps you get at working together as a unit, the better you're going to become. How are we going to do that? I think that if you were able to witness one of our practices in the spring, we got a few reps.
Yeah.
So I think that would be a great way to get them to gel and to get them to stick together.
Concern just there's like the speed. You guys' spring went so fast. Everybody's just dying out there, it seems like. You're working so hard to keep the pace you want. These guys coming in, I know they're coming in soon. The other guys will tell them what's going on. You got to make sure you're conditioned well. I think they're going to be good to go and understand how fast or well they need to do.
They'll have a very good understanding of that. One of the great things about BYU and its football program is we have a program that the older players help the younger players move along, and what it understands and what it entails to be at BYU. So they will have that opportunity to express to the younger players or the JC transfers that are coming in that what's expected. I mean, in any good football program, you're going to have that, taking guys under your wing and making sure that they understand what's going to be expected. And you run the risk of maybe that guy getting him a little bit better than me, and he might play and I might not. But that's what a great team is going to do. They're not going to worry about themselves. They're going to worry about the entire team.
What excites you most about being part of this program?
The uniqueness that BYU has and is. You know, the type of players that we get here are different from anywhere else in the country. For many reasons, and so we're able to get the most out of our players because of that. So the excitement of working with these young men and helping them develop, and like I had mentioned earlier, you know, we're looking for guys to come in and step over that line and get after it, have a hard edge, set the tempo, steal energy from the opponent, and then walk off the field and still open the door for their moms. Be great dads and be great husbands and great brothers and that stuff. So I think we're in a very unique situation here.
When you look at this team, you know that you'll be successful when what happens?
When we all work together. And I think we're really close.
You talk about that teamwork, specifically with the offensive line and how important it is. With you being new and so many of these kids coming in being new, how much of a concern is that you need to get that going pretty quick?
It's going. And, I think one of the greatest things has been being with Coach and I in the past, understanding what he's about and coming in and having him run the offense that he's running and what that entails. And my familiarity with that has gotten us closer together as a staff, as an entire staff. I mean, when one coach in our offensive staff room says one word, we all know what it means. So that line of communication has gotten really good. Well, how can you say it's only been a couple months? Well, we practice it. And so that's huge. So getting that language to our players in spring, having them write it down so that they can get it to the new guys that come in. So the line of communication is going smooth and fast.
How much of these newcomers coming in are going to have a legitimate shot to compete for starting spots?
Very legitimate. Again, being the guardian of effort. I mean, if you go hard, good things are going to happen, and you can control that. So, if I'm DeAndre Wesley and I'm coming from the Bay Area, probably the number one thing that I would do if I were to come up here would be to get used to the altitude. So that when my chance comes and my time comes, because it will come, that he's going to be ready to answer that bell.
Coach and I spoke how he's going to assist you, but he wants to leave you alone while at the same time helping you where you need it. How is that going to work?
You know, I'll be honest with you. I probably, Coach and I's forgotten more than I know. And so it's been a great partnership. And every day, every time we have a staff meeting, I'm learning from him. But he's the master, and he tells me what he wants, and I do it, and I'm able to interject in places where I feel that I could be of assistance. But I'm just a guy on the boat mopping the deck, making sure that his ship goes in the direction he wants it.
Thank you.
Thanks, Coach. All right.